भगवते वासुदेवाय Chapter 7, Knowledge of the Absolute, text 1. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Maya Sakta Mana Parta Yoga Myunja Madashraya, Ashamsayam Samagramam Yatagyasya Sita Shrinu. Translation. The Supreme Personality of God has said, "Now hear, O son of Prita, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt." In this seventh chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the nature of Krishna consciousness is fully described. Krishna is full in all opulences, and how he manifests such opulences is described herein. Also, four kinds of fortunate people who become attached to Krishna and four kinds of unfortunate people who never attain to Krishna are described in this chapter. In the first six chapters of Bhagavad Gita, the living entity has been described as non-material spirit soul capable of elevating himself to self-realization by different types of yogas. At the end of the sixth chapter, it has been clearly stated that the steady concentration of the mind upon Krishna, or in other words, Krishna consciousness, is the highest form of all yoga. By concentrating one's mind upon Krishna, one is able to know the absolute truth completely, but not otherwise. Impersonal Brahmajyoti of localized Paramatma, realization is not perfect knowledge of the absolute truth, because it is partial. Full and scientific knowledge is Krishna, and everything is revealed to the person in Krishna consciousness. In complete Krishna consciousness, one knows that Krishna is the ultimate knowledge beyond any doubts. Different types of yoga are only stepping stones on the path of Krishna consciousness. One who takes directly to Krishna consciousness automatically knows about Brahmajyoti and Paramatma in full. By practice of Krishna consciousness yoga, one can know everything in full, namely the absolute truth, the living entities, the material nature and their manifestations with paraphernalia. One should therefore begin yoga practice as directed in the last verse of the sixth chapter. Concentration of the mind upon Krishna, the Supreme, is made possible by prescribed devotional service in nine different forms, of which Shravana is the first and most important. The Lord therefore says to Arjuna, "Touch Rinu, or hear from me." No one can be a greater authority than Krishna, and therefore by hearing from him, one receives the greatest opportunity to become a perfectly Krishna conscious person. One has therefore to learn from Krishna directly or from a pure devotee of Krishna and not from a non-devotee upstart puffed up with academic education. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, this process of understanding Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, is described in the second chapter of the first canto as follows. Srimbatam Swagata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Idantasto Yabadrani Vidhunoti Suritsatam Nasta Prayesha Badreshu Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya Bhagavati Ruttamashloki Bhakti Bhavati Nashtaki Tadara Jastamud Bhava Kamalo Bhadayas Chaye Chitaitarana Vidham Stitam Sattva Prasidati Evam Prasanna Manaso Bhagavat Bhakti Yogataya Bhagavat Tattva Vigyana Mukta Sangasya Jayate Vidyate vividaya grantis, chiyante sarva samshaya, chiyante chasya karmani, drishtaivat manishmade. To hear about Krishna from Vedic literatures or to hear from him directly through the Bhagavad Gita is itself righteous activity. And for one who hears about Krishna, Lord Krishna, who is dwelling in everyone's heart, acts as a best wishing friend and purifies the devotee who constantly engage in hearing of him. In this way, a devotee naturally develops dormant transcendental knowledge. As he hears more about Krishna from the Bhagavatam and from the devotees, he becomes fixed in the devotional service of the Lord. By development of devotional service, one becomes freed from the modes of passion and ignorance, and thus material lust and avarice are diminished. When these impurities are wiped away, the candidate remains steady in his position of pure goodness, becomes enlivened by devotional service, and understands science, the science of God perfectly. Thus, bhakti yoga severs this hard knot of material affection and enables one to come at once to the stage of asamshayam samagra, understanding of the Supreme Absolute Truth, the Supreme Personality of God. Bhagavatam 1.2.17.21. Therefore, only by hearing from Krishna or from his devotee in Krishna consciousness can one understand the science of Krishna. So Krishna is telling Arjuna, Tashrinu, just hear from him. Because hearing is so important. It's the most important thing. Actually, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he was visiting the Allahabad temple for the opening of the temple and installing the deity, Prabhupada was visiting the temple and helped establish the temple, and he was going to be introduced by the temple president as a candidate for initiation. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, without any exchange of words, he just said, he likes to hear very nicely. I will make him my disciple. Because he will sit down wherever his guru is traveling. When he was able to visit him, he will sit down and hear very attentively. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta noted that. He likes to hear very well. And Prabhupada once said, because I heard very nicely from my Guru Maharaj, now I can speak very nicely. So this is the process, hearing and chanting. That is the most important activity, devotional service. Because one hears and remembers and repeats and chants, one can understand the truth, the absolute truth. One becomes fixed in transcendental knowledge. Then one becomes peaceful, one becomes happy. One established in the mode of goodness. Prabhupada gives the example, very nice example, that hearing is so important even from the material point of view. When a person is sleeping, all senses are dormant. Only hearing is awake. If there is fire in the building and the person is sleeping, is not aware, but if he hears somebody shouting, fire, fire, you know, help, by hearing this sound, he gets up and he can save his life. So hearing is so important even from the material point of view. What is big spiritual? Prabhupada also gave the example that even in this material world, news are broadcasted through the TV or radio. And people are hearing from distant place, you know, the sound vibration. So in the same way, the sound vibration is coming directly from the spiritual Lord, from the Supreme Lord. And whoever who synthesizes, you know, make a good synthesis, he can get the information easily, very easily. So the more we hear about Krishna, the result will be we become more enlightened, more enthusiastic, to know more and more and more. Because God is unlimited. And we are very limited. So how can we know everything about him? It's not possible. Otherwise, he would not be unlimited. If somebody can know perfectly everything, completely about Krishna, then he will not be unlimited. At the same time, if he could not reveal himself to anyone he chooses to, then he will not be unlimited either. He can do anything and everything he wants. So the beauty of Krishna consciousness is that the more one practices it, one more becomes enlightened. One, Prabhupada gives the example, quoting the Shastra, is like the person who is hungry. And while he's eating, his hunger is diminished and he feels satisfaction. That's the same thing. He doesn't need at the end that somebody comes telling him, "Sir, I'm going to give you a certificate that you are satisfied, you're not hungry anymore." No, he doesn't need that. He knows by himself that is true, that is a fact. So this transcendental knowledge is so nice that anyone who comes in touch with this transcendental knowledge immediately gets so much spiritual benefit. In Eastern Europe, when the devotees were trying to clandestinely distribute Prabhupada's book, they were taking so much risk. They're risking their own lives, practically speaking, because they knew this is so important for people to stop their suffering. There's no other way. I heard one nice story, real story, life story. It happened some time ago in San Diego, California. One devotee was distributing Prabhupada's books in a parking lot. And one man was in his car, the devotee approached and knocked on the window because the window was out. So he shouted, "He opened, what do you want? Leave me alone. So the man was disturbed. So the devotee didn't bother him. But he noticed that this man looked very disturbed. He maybe needs the book more than anyone else. So he approached and he put the book on the windshield wiper. And he put the book there. And he left. Next day, he met the man at the temple. And the man told this story. He said that I was completely disgusted with life, with everything. I didn't like all the things that my friends do. I went to a psychologist. I thought I was crazy. Everybody was all right but me. So I decided to commit suicide. So that at once I closed all the windows of the car and put the tube inside the car so all the fumes come inside. I thought, I don't want to leave anymore. But then I was a little bored. I thought, well, let me read this book before I die. So I took the book from the wiper, and after reading it, I changed my mind. I understood that all people were wrong. I'm not. So, please, I came here to know more about this philosophy. This is very nice, very interesting. And he became devoted. He became devoted to join the movement. And there are so many stories like that. Like one girl in Austria was distributing Prabhupada's books. And she saw a lady coming out of the pharmacy. So she stopped her, "Please take this book." "No, no, leave me alone. I just bought these pills. I'm going to take all of them to commit suicide. I'm completely frustrated from life. My husband died. I'm alone. I have no money. Please leave me alone." But then this girl, "No, no, no, please don't do that. Please look at this book. Please look at this book. This will help you to understand that your husband didn't die. He's a spirit soul. He's eternal." "Oh, yes, yes." So they went there home and sat together and started to have a conversation and read from the books, and the lady changed her mind. Said, "Yes, I'm not going to commit suicide." She threw the pills, bought the books, and her life changed for good. And there are many stories like that, many wonderful stories like that. One very interesting story also. Once a devotee was distributing books in the airport, Los Angeles. And he stopped a man. He was having the Bhagavatam, And the man, "Okay, let me see what is there." He was looking at the pictures. And there was a picture of the Yamadutas. You know, you see that picture, that the dying man and all the family around and the Yamadutas behind. So he saw that picture. When he saw that picture, he became so frightened. He said, I saw those people in my... I had a heart attack, I had a stroke, and I saw those ugly guys in my vision. I was so frightened. Who are these? He was being very, very, very afraid when he saw them. And the devotee calmed down and sat together and he explained to him everything, you know. Now, there is like, if you change your life, you know, if you become a spiritual person, you know, God conscious, Krishna conscious, they will not disturb you anymore. Be assured of that. And he bought the books and started reading them. And he started to visit the temple. And a year later he passed away, but his life changed for good, you know. So many stories like that, you know. People, you know, get saved practically speaking. Their life is saved by coming in touch with a pure devotee. You know? Srila Prabhupada said, even if they read one line from my books, their life will change. It's a fact. It's a fact. It's a wonderful experience to come in touch with the pure devotee of the Lord, and with the Lord Himself. And these books are not different from the Lord. And to understand that we are actually eternal spirit souls, full of bliss, full of knowledge. And our real interest in life is to go back home, back to Godhead. This material world is not our real home. We are just visiting this place. Mm-hmm. For some time. Mm-hmm. Like somebody is at the train station waiting for the next train to come. You know, and while at the train station he meets many people, speak to many people, and even make friends and everything. But when he leaves the train, everybody, you know, goes his own way. So in the same way, life is temporary and full with many problems. So we have to take shelter in the holy name of Krishna, knowing that there is no better shelter than this. By chanting, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
One can feel Krishna's presence, because Krishna is no different from His holy name. And if we chant with this conviction, with faith, then we can have real spiritual experience. People are hungry for this knowledge. They are suffering because of ignorance. They don't know what is the real benefit in life. So out of compassion, if somebody tried to give them this knowledge, this wonderful literature, they get so much benefit in life. Once in Venezuela, some years ago, I was distributing Prabhupada's books. And I met a person and presented the book, and he was very interested in the spiritual topics. So he bought the books. He said, look, I have many friends and I feel this is very good knowledge. I want you to give to all my friends this book. I will introduce them to you, don't worry. So he took me to all his friends. They have shops, you know, big shops, all of them. And he will make the introduction. You have to buy this book, it's very good. He will do all the preaching. I just, you know, present the books. And they will get. And we went like 20, 30 people like that. So people are very eager, very interested. And some time ago also in Mexico, one professor who visited our temple there, he invited us to give a lecture at the college. So I went there, have a lecture, students are asking nice questions. But then the professor said, you bring many books with you, we may distribute books here. So the professor stood up and said, anyone who want to buy these books, please do it, because this is very important knowledge, and I'm as your professor, I am advising you to do it. This is very good. So all the students bought the books. And she became so much enthusiastic that she said, I have many professors, friends. I would like you to introduce you to them. So we went to every classroom where she had friends, and she introduced the professor, and she asked the professor to allow us to speak for a few minutes to speak about the books. And in every classroom, after speaking for 5-10 minutes, the student or many students would buy the books. At the end, in 1 hour, we distributed like 200 books. And the professor was so happy. He said, wow, this experience of giving this knowledge to others makes me so happy. I want to do it myself. She started to go with the devotees on the weekend to distribute the books. So the more we give, the more we share this knowledge, this Krishna consciousness, the more we get. You know? It is said that Lord Chaitanya and the Panchatattva, they broke the doors of the storehouse of love of God and start to distribute to everyone without discrimination. Who's fit, who's unfit, everyone was getting the mercy. Like one devotee told me a story that he was distributing the books, and one drunkard, you know, he came to him, let me see this book. And the devotee was avoiding him, you know, crazy man, you know. No, what you have? Bhagavad Gita. But I have no money. I would like to have this book. But what they say, I will not give it for free. So after a while, one man was passing, and some money fell from his pocket. So a drunkard took the money and was trying to follow the man to give him back the money. He was an honest person. But he could not find the person. It was, you know. So what he told the devotee, well, now he's going to use the money to drink. But he was surprised. He approached him and said, please, I want to buy Bhagavad Gita. So we don't know. Anyone, you know, no matter how is confused, how much the person is troubled by so many problems, if he can get this relief, this is a relief program. We have to try to understand that this Krishna consciousness is doing the greatest relief to the all people of the world by distributing this transcendental knowledge. So, the more we receive, the more we give, the more enlightened we become, the more we want to share it with others, and in this way we can please Guru and Krishna. Because every time we try to help others in Krishna consciousness or try, that will please Prabhupada, that will please Lord Chaitanya. So this is very nice, beautiful experience that anyone and everyone can have. You know? It's not limited to any person. It's for everyone. And first, of course, if we ourselves, Prabhupada said, we should read his books. Sometimes Prabhupada will criticize the devotees that they don't read enough his books. He sometimes make a joke that a person, the devotee is trying to distribute Prabhupada's books, and the person, well, sir, take please this book, it's very good. And what is the book about? I don't know, but it's very good. No, we should read the books. Then by reading the books, understanding them, so we understand the value that they have. With more conviction, we can, you know, inspire others to read them, to understand them. So, it's a scientific process. The more we hear about Krishna, just by hearing about Krishna in itself, you know, is the most pious spiritual activity. And Krishna, who is seated in the heart of the sincere devotee, he cleans the heart of the devotee from all unwanted things, from all disturbing things. And the devotee becomes peaceful. The sattva guna, the mode of goodness increases, the mode of passion and ignorance decreases. The devotee becomes equated, a happy mood, a blissful mood. And the bhakti yoga cut off the hard note of material attachments. And one comes to the stage of asamsayam samagram. Asamsayam samagram means without doubt, completely without any doubt, one is fully convinced. This is transcendental faith, that by practicing this process, Krishna consciousness, I will get the highest benefit in life. So, I will thank you very much for your patience and hearing. If anybody has any comment or question, please feel free to speak. All right then, so we can Hari Valla Prabhu is going to speak now. Please, Hari Valla Prabhu, please come.